Florida has the nation's oldest population. A quarter of its 16 million residents are over 60. A fifth of U.S. retirees move to Florida. By some estimates, 200 or 300 a day. A new report on Florida's retirees has a surprising conclusion. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
Let's just try this.
It's time for afternoon choir practice at the St. Andrews Retirement Complex in Boca Raton. Even though a modest apartment costs more than $100,000, St. Andrews has a two-year waiting list to get in and is filled with people like the Koopmans, 76-year-old Hendrick and his 56-year-old wife, Marianne, who migrated south from Huntington, Pennsylvania last year.
When you get to retirement age, you want to be able to do things. And one of the things that enables you to get out there is to have a really good climate. And Florida has wonderful recreation and leisure activities that none of these other states offer to the degree that Florida does.
But is it good for Florida's economy? Many people assume retirees' needs for such services as nursing help and transportation, as well as the fact that they don't work, make them a drag on the economy. That was the view of Jacksonville insurance executive T. O'Neill Douglas. Governor Bush asked him to head a blue ribbon panel called the Destination Florida Commission to look at retirees' impact on the state economy.
Contrary to commonly held beliefs, mature Floridians bring considerably more economic resources to the state than they cost the state in services. In the year 2000, mature Floridians paid $2.8 billion in state and local taxes in excess of the cost of the services they used.
People over 50 provide a quarter of the state's tax revenue and account for half of all consumer spending, Douglas said. States like North Carolina, Alabama, and Mississippi now are aggressively going after what are known as active retirees, healthy, well-off seniors who are looking for warm climates and affordable places to spend their golden years. Mississippi, for example, has certified 20 of its cities as retiree-friendly. For example, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the home of the University of Southern Mississippi, is aggressively marking itself as a retirement hotspot. It has sent thousands of retirees this promotional video.
The greater Hattiesburg area offers the best of both worlds, small town appeal with large town amenities.
One of its newest residents is 66-year-old Carolyn Shockey, who got fed up with life in Naples, Florida.
It seems like everybody is just there for the moment, you know, like for 3 months or 6 months, you know, during the season, and then they go back somewhere else. And so nobody really seems to establish roots there. But in Mississippi, I mean, everybody's your friend.
And the cost of living is significantly lower.
I paid $3,800 a year in house insurance in Florida. I pay about $750, $800 a year here. My house taxes are $580, and in Florida they were $1,800.
Stories like Shockey's have Florida worried. According to Destination Florida, in the 1980s, fully 25% of relocating retirees settled in the Sunshine State, but by 2000, that ratio had fallen to 20%. If the losses continue, the report warns, they could cost the state economy more than $10 billion a year by 2020. It recommends a beefed-up marketing campaign in the Northeast and property tax relief for seniors. Nonetheless, there are still some that are not convinced attracting more seniors is the right thing to do, including, surprisingly, the head of the Florida chapter of the AARP, Bentley Lipscomb. Among 65-year-olds today, only 1 in 25 need nursing home care, he says.
By the time you get to age 85, we're talking about 1 out of 2. So the cost of providing services to people goes up exponentially as they age.
The report's authors say that's a problem that every state will face as the country's population ages. For now, the Destination Florida Commission says Florida should scramble to keep its share of a lucrative market. Philip Davis, NPR News, Boca Raton.